On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Evers is calling racism a public health crisis and urging the legislature to pass Assembly Bill 1012 that would attempt to curb the use of deadly force in law enforcement. In a video message last week,
"This legislation is an important first step, but we know the solution to racism isn't in one bill or one person. I know I don't have all the answers. No one does. This is on all of us together."
The bill did not make it out of committee. No Republican co-sponsors. How do you want the legislature to respond to the protests? What economic relief proposals should they consider right now? We're at 800-642-1234. Janet Bewley is a Democratic state senator who represents a large portion of northwest Wisconsin, including Superior, Ashland, and Rice Lake. She is the Senate Minority Leader. Senator Bewley, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you very much. I'm so pleased to be here.
We also have Greta Neubauer with us, a Democratic state representative from Racine. Representative Neubauer, welcome to you.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, let's start with the Assembly Bill 1012. You support the use of force bill that Governor Evers is urging lawmakers to pass in the wake of George Floyd's death. Why do you support it?
George Floyd's death has forced the rest of the country to wake up to what Black Americans have long known, that the system doesn't treat everyone equally, and it's long past time for significant reforms. There have been protests in Racine, around the state, around the country, every day. For over a week. You know, people are angry that this country has yet to live up to its promises. And so as lawmakers, I believe there are three primary things we need to do right now. We need to consider reforms that we can implement immediately, including AB 1012. We need to look at new models of how we can reimagine or reinvent public safety. And third, and equally importantly, we need to address the root causes of inequity in our society. So I signed on to this bill earlier this year because, as I said, it's past time to rethink the parameters for policing in our communities. And as Governor Evers said, this is a critical first step.
Senator Bewley, what can you add here?
Well, I think that Representative Neubauer is correct, that we have to take action that will correct very specific aspects of Wisconsin law and how we can directly make changes in statute. But I think we also need to be part of a larger conversation across the state and across the nation that looks at why there are so many inequities in so many aspects of life for African Americans. If we look at the prison populations, if we look at the rate of disease and lack of access to health, there are so many public policies that have systemic problems that that continue to hold up discrimination in our country. It is systemic, and it is oftentimes absolutely unheard, or people would never think that they are, that these injustices are happening, but indeed they are built into the system.
Representative Neubauer, one part of the legislation is that any force used should be the least amount necessary. And there's criticism to that because that, you know, you don't know, you would never know what the least amount is. It's not a standard that you would know. So why is that language in the legislation?
We are talking about broad parameters for policing in Wisconsin. And what George Floyd's death and many others across the country have shown us is that deadly force is being used in instances where it simply isn't necessary. I think we can all agree that determining whether or not a $20 bill was fraudulent shouldn't result in deadly force in any circumstances. So what we're talking about with this bill is setting forward guidelines that police and communities can use and understand that will push us to examine different tactics and different models going forward.
We're talking state politics with two Democratic lawmakers from opposite parts of the state. We have State Representative Greta Neubauer there from Racine and State Senator Janet Bewley from Mason. And your questions, how do you want lawmakers to respond at this moment to the protests, to the economic issues? We're at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Let's turn to the pandemic now. In April, Representative Neubauer, the number of coronavirus cases is climbing in your county, and state health authorities say that it now in Racine County has more cases per capita than any other county in Wisconsin. How is the community responding?
Yeah, so Racine is being hit very hard by COVID-19. You know, there are underlying factors that lead to that significant caseload. Many people in our community have long struggled to get access to health care and stable housing. Many people are essential workers or work in the service industry. So as you said, we have a significant number of cases. We're a national hotspot. And I think it's also important to point out that those cases aren't hitting everyone the same way. 85% of those cases are people of color. The virus is disproportionately impacting women. So all of our local units of government are working really hard to respond to the pandemic, keep people safe. We've had free testing for the last 3 weeks. Food distribution continues through the school district. But we certainly need more help in Racine, both to keep people safe, to get through the pandemic, and then also to help weather the economic impacts of the virus. It has taken a really long time. Some would say we still haven't recovered from the economic crisis in 2008, which is why I am part of the coalition of Assembly Democrats who put forward the COVID-19 response plan, which addresses some critical policy areas, healthcare, economy, and democracy that we need to take action on now.
Senator Bewley, how is the coronavirus pandemic unfolding where you live in northwest Wisconsin?
Right now, we are seeing pretty much a flattening. Once in a while, a case will pop up. But I want to point out that the rural hospitals suffered considerably during the entire pandemic. One, to be able to respond to the existing positive cases in the symptomatic cases, but also in the lack of non-emergency surgical procedures. They are suffering right now. If things went back to normal per se, they are still way in the hole financially. To burden those rural hospitals that were burdened already with a lack of intensive care beds, a lack of equipment, to put another outbreak of COVID on top of those already very, very fragile institutions would be catastrophic. They would, you know, these are mostly critical access hospitals that have limitations on how many beds they have and how many intensive care beds they have. And in many cases, the number of intensive care beds in a county are around a dozen. And so if we were to be hit with another COVID outbreak, particularly under the circumstances now where so many tourists and second homeowners are coming into the area, it would be a true crisis.
We're talking with Senate Minority Leader Janet Bewley of Mason, Representative Greta Neubauer here of Racine. What questions do you have about the pandemic and how state lawmakers are responding? Have you filed a claim for unemployment in recent weeks? What has your experience been like? What issues should be front and center for lawmakers? Be part of this 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with more State Cap right here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The fight against COVID-19 is affecting all corners of Wisconsin. Health authorities say the total number of Wisconsinites who have tested positive since the outbreak started is now closing in on 21,000. What do you want lawmakers to know about how the pandemic has affected you and your family? How would you prioritize state and federal tax dollars? Be part of this 800-642-1234. We have two Democratic lawmakers with us. Senate Minority Leader Janet Buley is here and Representative Greta Neubauer. Let's take a call now. Carol is joining us from Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I think the way of looking at the legislation would be to try to get things changed so that the poor are not always excluded and discriminated against, and the rich are not so favored. If they could change the legislation in that direction.
Representative Neubauer, can you respond to that?
I absolutely agree. This is a critical conversation for us to be having in Wisconsin and across the country. I would say that we are doing our best to listen to folks in our communities. I know right now I'm out talking to protesters, as are many of my colleagues, continuing these conversations about the reforms that we need to see on particularly these pressing issues of policing and criminal justice, but of course also COVID and the economic fallout. I'll also just point to key Democratic reforms. We are going to have a hard time getting policy passed that truly works for working people and low-income people if we continue to allow money to have such a big say in our political process. So really appreciate that thought, and definitely something that we are working on.
Senator Buley, what do you make of being able to focus more on the putting dollars toward people who need it and not wealthier, the wealthier echelon?
Well, I think that's exactly right. I appreciate the caller bringing that up. Let's just look at one major policy that this state has consistently refused, and that is the healthcare dollars that are sitting in Washington that Wisconsin refuses to accept. Now, that's called Medicaid expansion. The other people are referring to just federal healthcare. But if you look at the COVID situation and the pressure again on these rural hospitals, they are starting to think about closing their behavioral health units because they are so dependent upon Medicaid. Our nursing homes in rural areas, we see closures of nursing homes, again, because of the percentage of people that are on Medicaid. Medicaid pays 20 cents on the dollar in some cases, and we cannot expect these very vulnerable institutions to consistently take these losses over and over again, simply because the state of Wisconsin refuses to accept the billions of dollars in Medicaid that is waiting for us in Washington, D.C.
Last week, Republican State Senator Patrick Teston was here on the State Capitol Report, and we talked about the likelihood of upcoming floor votes.
And in conversations I've had with the Senate Majority Leader, there's still roughly about 150 bills that are still sitting out there that the Assembly sent to us on their last day. And so at some point, I believe the Senate will come back. It's just a matter of when.
Senator Buley, when do you think the Senate could next vote on any type of legislation?
When the rest of the Republicans in the caucus are pressured by people like Senator Teston to do it. Right now, there seems to be no interest by the majority leader in the Senate to bring people back. I don't know if he is focusing, of course, Senator Fitzgerald is focusing on his election to Congress. And I truly believe that the needs and desires of the Wisconsin people are being pushed to the side. We can go to the floor at any time and pick up these bills and pass them. Yet we hear nothing except comments like that from Senator Teston that, oh, we'll get there eventually. I want to see it. I want to see a date. I want to have these bills passed. And there's absolutely no reason not to go to the floor very soon.
Senator Teston had raised concerns last week about how the state is handling unemployment claims. Do you see legislative fixes that are needed there, Senator?
I see that the Department of Workforce Development has been asking for money to update antiquated software and systems that are pervasive in DWD that they inherited from the Walker administration. Every time a request has been made to update the mainframe, they are turned down. The system simply was not built to manage normal business, let alone an influx of claims like we're seeing now. Yet it is the staff, it's the people, it is Secretary Frostman that are being blamed when, in fact, a system built on COBOL. If people remember
the programming language.
Pardon me?
The programming language, yes. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
COBOL, COBOL. That is what they're using. And yet the Republicans have refused to give the department the money they need to upgrade.
Representative Greta Neubauer, the Assembly wrapped up its regular session work in February. What are your top priorities if the Assembly would take more votes this year?
We did wrap up our regular session, but we are not in regular time. And frankly, I think it's an abdication of our duty, an abdication of the oath of office that we took, not to come back into session right now. We are busier than ever in my office. We are getting calls every day from people who have questions, from people who need help. And the impacts of COVID-19 are not going to end anytime soon. So as I mentioned earlier, we have put forward a package of bills, the COVID-19 response plan, and those are in the areas of healthcare. We've heard from hundreds of healthcare workers over the course of this crisis, and as they've said many times, they need more than a thank you. They need PPE, they need hazard pay, they need sick pay. Essential workers, right, are scared to go to work, scared to get sick, and scared to stay home if they do get sick. So we need to fight for them and put some more money in their pockets. Small businesses continue to struggle, and they will need more help to make it through this crisis. And finally, in the area of democracy, we need to ensure that everyone can safely participate in the elections throughout this year, and they aren't forced to choose between safety and their vote. So we need to ensure vote by mail for the entirety of the year.
We're discussing state politics with two Democratic lawmakers from opposite corners of Wisconsin. That was State Representative Greta Neubauer from Racine. We also have State Senator Janet Bewley from Mason. And you at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Jim in River Falls now. Hi, Jim.
Good morning. Thanks for having the program. Yeah, I think they made some points. The representatives made some points that we should be taking those Medicaid dollars, but I think the inequities are so clear, and with this COVID thing, how poorly our healthcare system is in the United States. I think, there needs to be reform to the national healthcare system too, and I hope, that becomes part of the national party platform for Joe Biden and the Democrats, because we should have universal healthcare. It's just this whole epidemic has shown how inadequate our healthcare system is, and people can go bankrupt from losing their jobs and then having big healthcare bills, and it's just caused great financial hardship for working families and the poor. And I mean, those are the ones that typically suffer in any sorts of situations like this. And, they shouldn't nobody should really have to worry about their health care in this country.
Jim, thank you for the call. Senator Bewley, as Jim is saying there, this issue, though, is bigger than Wisconsin.
It is larger than Wisconsin, but at the same time, Wisconsin needs to do what it can do. Let me point out that so far, the state of Wisconsin has not dipped into its own coffers to help in the COVID crisis. All of the money that you have heard about, whether it's in the form of aid to small businesses, backfilling local units of government, giving money to or trying to help out the university system, that's all federal money. That's all. The state has not committed a penny to any program to help in COVID. It is money that was either already in the budget or it's federal money, but no new dollars. They refused to commit Wisconsin money to any of the programs. So we are, the state itself is not even participating in any of the programs that are already existing on the federal level. We have a long way to go before it even becomes close to being fair. But I do agree, we must across the board elect people who are going to see healthcare as a right.
Thank you both for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. Great to be here.
Thank you. Would love to come back again.
Janet Bewley, a Democratic state senator who represents a large part of Northwest Wisconsin. Greta Neubauer, Democratic state representative from Racine. Coming up, the State Capitol Report continues with WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White briefing us on protests in the capital city in the wake of George Floyd's death and election news developments ahead of the fall. Stay with us. There is more State Cap after this news update on the Ideas Network.